Well, hi everybody, Dr. Ron Caskey jumping in here just for a few seconds. I want to remind you about a flexible premium indexed annuity. I've been talking about this for weeks. I haven't seen one like this in decades. But right now, they're running a special bump on the bonuses up front and protect those bonuses on all new money for the first 3 years. So we need to talk about those details. And again, those aren't going to be around a long time. So if you're interested, get on my calendar. Don't put it off. But you can get anywhere from a 14% bonus up to a 23% bonus up front and on all new money you add to this annuity for the first 3 years. People have been asking me for things like this, and this, again, this isn't going to be around long. So you need to give me a call today. 14 to 23% bonus. Don't miss it. 877-218-1972. It doesn't cost you anything to get the information, and you may be interested in it. All right, back to the show. Hi, everybody. Dr. Ron Caskey here. Just a couple of minutes introduction to the Bible Views radio show. You can hear it in the KLTV listening audience every Sunday afternoon from 2 o'clock to 3 p.m. every Sunday. And then just like my Saturday Ron Caskey show, they're both archived over on my website at www.roncaskey.com. So that's R-O-N-C-A-S-K-E-Y. .com. Now, I'm inviting you to stay tuned to this one-hour show today and what the Bible Views radio show, pretty normal standard operating procedure. I usually read some articles that pertain to your church, your household, to Christians, to homeschooling, things that affect our lives as Christians here in the United States. Then I go down some headlines that I get out of the Sword of the Lord every week that you're not going to get in the left-wing nut socialist media. And I read some of those headlines and describe some of those. I usually sing a song off of one of my albums. I've recorded 5 gospel albums, stereo albums, 50 songs. And I normally pull one of those off and play it, usually by about the start of the second segment of my Bible Views radio show. Then I invite you, if you're stationary, to grab a Bible and follow through with me in your Bible on what does the Bible have to say about financial freedom? What does the Bible have to say about investing? What does the Bible have to say about giving, lending, charging interest, paying interest, collecting interest? What is the Bible? See, there's 450 some odd verses in the Bible on wealth, riches, abundance, and prosperity. There's 15 on poverty. So I break that down every Sunday. I talk about Joseph, the first financial planner in the Bible. I talk about taking offerings, financing the church. Just all kinds of things, and it's all from the Bible. What does the Bible have to say about God's money? It's all God's money. So stay tuned. Thanks for listening. Welcome once again to the Bible Views radio show. I'm Dr. Ron Caskey. I'm your host. I'm here every week at this same time. Here's my numbers. You can call me this afternoon for a no-cost appointment starting tomorrow morning. Write them down. You ready? 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Call me this afternoon for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office starting tomorrow morning, and I'll bring information and I'll show you, first of all, foremost, how to be a good steward of God's money. It's all God's money. And then after that, I'll show, and coupled with that, I'll show you how to capture the upside of the market, all of the upside of the market, with absolutely none of the downside risk. And you may, like I pointed out yesterday, and now and then somebody says, well, I'm skeptical about that. Well, you may be, because you've never heard of it. Because your financial planner, advisor, CFP, fee taker, they make their money on fees out of your retirement money to gamble with your money in the largest casino in the world, and that's Wall Street. And I said to this individual, and I'll say it to you, after this person said, well, it sounds too good to be true. I said, just because you've never heard of it doesn't make it untrue. All that means is your financial planner, advisor, CFP, fee taker does not sell indexed annuities, do not like indexed annuities, and so they don't tell you about indexed annuities. You say, why is that? Because they make their money on you, gambling with your retirement money. And so that's why you haven't heard of it. And then you're skeptical because it's foreign to you and your financial planner and probably your family, because nobody's taken the time to explain it to you. That's why I'm here. I can't explain all of it on the radio. I try to do enough just to get your attention and to get you to call me and set an appointment for this coming week. So be sure and do that. Always read headlines out of the Sword of the Lord. Here's pro-life news and views left over from last week. The Bible does not support abortion. You need to believe that. Hey, the Bible, God doesn't support wholesale murder of live babies or live human beings at any age. God does not support that. And yet, that's all abortion is, that's all Planned Parenthood is, that's all Democrat, Socialist, Marxist, left-wing nut communists believe in, is abortion, and they say it's health issues. No, it's a dumb issue, because that person today, are you kidding me? There are so many ways to keep from getting pregnant, and yet they say, oh, it's health issues with the woman. No, it's wholesale murder of live babies. So, the Bible does not support abortion. In February, James Tallarico, U.S. Senate candidate from Texas, claimed that the biblical story of the Annunciation from the Gospel of Luke supports his pro-abortion position. What an idiot. On the Joe Rogan podcast, Tallarico asserted that because the angel sought Mary's consent, a woman has the right to choose her own procreative destiny. My soul, what a stretch. The most obvious flaw within this assertion is that the angel did not ask Mary's permission. In fact, the angel of the Lord said, "And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus." That's Luke 1:31. Mary submits to accept God's will. That angel didn't ask her permission, but the only person with questions in that conversation was Mary. And the angel declared what was going to happen. Mary was humbled and accepted it as the calling on her life. The deeper flaw in this and most other pro-abortion arguments is the assumption that whatever in the womb is not a human life worth protecting. That's false. That's a lie. That comes from the satanic atheists promoting Planned Parenthood and on down the line. Canada approaching 100,000 deaths from assisted suicide and euthanasia. Colorado approved that as a law many years ago. Canada is at a critical crossroads in the battle between life and death. Over 100,000 officially sanctioned assisted deaths have occurred within 10 years of legalizing medical assistance in dying. That's called MAID, M-E-I-D. Government figures and independent analyses reveal that the whole number of people killed through assisted suicide and euthanasia will soon surpass 100,000, making state-facilitated death one of the leading causes of deaths in the country. Oh, my. Final charge dropped against pro-life activist David Aladin, I don't know how you pronounce his name, but a pro-life activist known for his undercover work exposing Planned Parenthood's sale of aborted baby body parts, has been cleared of all charges after nearly a decade of litigation. In a lengthy X post on April 1st, David Aladin, I guess you pronounce it, announced that the final charge against him in connection with the release of undercover videos exposing Planned Parenthood officials callously talking about procuring and selling unborn babies' organs, limbs, and tissue has been dropped. Aladin, who leads the pro-life advocacy group Center for Medical Progress, expressed gratitude that the case against him has been completely expunged after a decade of litigation. See, that should never have come up. He's pro-life, he's anti-abortion, and the government allowed that to happen. Noteworthy news, Tennessee drops Pride from June and renames it Nuclear Family Month. Let me read that again. Tennessee drops Pride, the word Pride, from June and renames it Nuclear Family Month. You got to hear this. Tennessee will now recognize June as Nuclear Family Month, a move some critics claim is less about family and more about diminishing the LGBTQIA community during Pride Month. Well then, okay, go Tennessee. The state's governor, Bill Lee, signed a resolution on April 9th introducing the new holiday just 2 days after the state's Republican-controlled legislature advanced through the state house. June is also when Pride Month, which celebrates LGBTQIA identifying individuals, is observed. The resolution's language includes a definition of the nuclear family as one husband, one wife, and any biological, adopted, or fostered children. Again, go Tennessee. I don't know where they come up with this nuclear family nonsense, but that right there is biblical. Marriage between one man, one woman, and any biological, adopted, or fostered children, and claims that it is God's design for familial structure. Well, duh, it is. And God's perfect design for humanity, according to the advocate. It also includes several statistics warning about the problems with fatherless homes. It also condemns the humanistic globalist ideologies of the World Health Organization. See, we ought to pull out of WHO and NATO and United Nations and so on. And supported by WHO, the World Health Organization, the United Nations, and like-minded organizations that fight for population control. That's God's business, not the government's. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee and the state's Republicans wanted to do away with Pride Month last year as well, and they should have. But it took the legislation a year to clear the state house. The resolution has no enforcement teeth, meaning Tennesseans, are free to celebrate whatever they choose, if they choose. The editor says the Tennessee governor and the Tennessee state senators and representatives are to be commended, they are, and congratulated on this resolution. It is a bold gesture that has drawn immediate criticism because it is in direct opposition to the homosexual agenda. You would never see that in a communist-run state like Colorado. And one of those is the governor. So anyway, Christians face increasing repression in Nicaragua. Nigeria is the other country that kills Christians. The Nicaraguan government subjected Christians to mounting repression through 2025. A new report documenting 309 separate violations of freedom of religion or belief in the country during the year that they have found. Of the 309 cases, 200 involved Roman Catholics and 108 involved so-called Protestant Christians. The government of co-presidents Daniel Ortega and Rosario Murillo, imposed precautionary measures on 36 religious leaders in 2025. Under these measures, religious leaders were required to report weekly in person to local police stations, disclose their planned activities, and obtain prior authorization before leaving their municipality. That would have come to an America near you had we not gotten rid of Obama, Commie Cackler, and Vladimir O'Biden. Thank God we got Trump in there. The government continued to strip independent civil society organizations of their legal status, bringing the cumulative total of organizations made illegals upward of 5,600. The Association of Independent Fundamentalist Baptists lost its legal status in February 2025. Other affected bodies included schools, religious radio and television outlets, and faith-based charities. If you let Democrats, socialists, communists, left-wing nut liberals back in D.C. and run the House, the Senate, and the White House, that's what you'll see in America in the near future. Arbitrary detention of religious leaders was documented in 55 cases, ranging from a few hours to several years. China's killing Christians. Nicaragua is pulling this nonsense. Nigeria kills more Christians than any other country. And I'm telling you, when you allow Marxist, communist, socialist, left-wing, nut, liberal, satanic, atheist, Democrats take over the government like we have in this state and many other states in the United States, if they take back the White House, you'll never see Christians surviving in America. We need to fight for the U.S. Constitution and our rights as born-again Christians. Time's up for this segment. Call me this afternoon. Write my number down. Use it. 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Call me this afternoon for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office. Stay tuned. I will be right back.
Walter J. Hopp of Hopp & Associates is a law practice limited to estate and business planning. Walter is a Colorado native with extensive experience with clients local and nationwide, and is a former partner in a large multi-state estate planning law firm, affiliated with several professional groups to provide the most current and unique solutions for his clients. Walter is the author of articles and a book on estate planning, and a frequent speaker over the years to lawyers and groups alike. Again, on estate planning, Walter offers a unique approach for how to protect yourself and loved ones from a litigious and expensive legal system. And listen to this, your first meeting with Walter is free, that's right, free, to see if they can improve on planning that you may already have in place. Call Walter and Associates PC of Longmont, Call today, 303-776-4045, or email him at walterhopp@hopplaw.org.
Well, hi, everybody. Dr. Ron Caskey jumping in here just for 60 seconds to tell you about orphan 401ks. I've been talking about that for several weeks, did a couple of webinars on it. If you have left a job and left a 401k behind, that is an orphan 401k that no one cares about, no one's contributing to, no one's matching your money, and if you leave it there long enough, the fees will destroy that orphan 401k. So we can move that into an IRA annuity. It's just a matter of paperwork, a transfer form, and get it out of there into something that'll grow for you. Call me for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office. Here's my number, 303-710-3791. Do it today. Don't put it off. Right, welcome back to my second segment of today's Bible Views radio show, and we're going to get over to the Bible here. I'm going to read one more article out of the Sword of the Lord, then I'm going to sing a timely song that I sang on yesterday's radio show. And then my subject for our Bible study today is, where is your trust when the world shakes? Where is your trust when the world shakes? So you want to be sure and stay tuned for that. In the meantime, get on my calendar, write my numbers down, call me this afternoon for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office this coming week. I'll bring information to you. Meet with me, you, your spouse, your stuff, and give me 30-ish minutes, and I will show you how. Two things. Number one, how to be a good steward of God's money. That's number one. Number two, I'll show you how to capture the upside of the market with absolutely none of the downside risk. So here's my numbers. You ready? Write them down. Use them this afternoon. 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. I'll give you those three more times throughout the radio show today. One more article out of the Sword of the Lord, out of Noteworthy News. Islamic gunman in Nigeria kills 28 people in predominantly Christian area. I said a while ago, Nigeria leads the globe on killing Christians. There are other countries that do it. China kills Christians, puts pastors in jail. Nicaragua is doing the same thing. And that'll come to America if we allow those communist Democrats to take back over the White House, Congress. We gotta guard against that, folks. So here you go. Islamic gunman in Nigeria killed 28 people in predominantly Christian area. Gunman on Sunday, March 29th, reportedly killed 28 people in densely populated, predominantly Christian area of Jos, J-O-S, Plateau State, Nigeria resources said. The assailants arrived in a van and on motorcycles, killing men, women, and children, and wounding dozens of others, residents said. Christian leaders in Nigeria have said they believe herdsmen attacks on Christian communities in Nigeria's Middle Belt are inspired by their desire to forcefully take over Christians' lands and impose Islam. Diversification has made it difficult for them to sustain their herds. Well, Muslims today, like the ones you have in Congress, Ilhan Omar, Khalib Jahil, whatever her name is, and on it goes, and the sympathizers like AOC and Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren and so on. Those Muslims say that in 20 years, they'll have enough people in power in America to totally turn it into an Islamic state, Sharia law, and everything that those people stand for. The only way to stop that, there's only two ways. Number one, we keep control of the White House and the Senate and put back a human being as governor of the state of Colorado. That's the only way we're going to do that. The only other thing that will stop that prediction from coming to pass, and that's the rapture of the church. There is nothing in God's word that would stop or hold back the rapture of the church. Nothing left. There's nothing in prophecy left to be fulfilled before that happens. So it could happen today. It could happen before my radio show airs. And most of my stations are run by Christians, so I don't know who's going to run the stations, who's going to fly the airplanes, who's going to drive the trucks and the cars. You got to understand, folks, when the rapture takes place, the dead in Christ shall be raised first. I don't care what they're doing, flying airplanes, rowing boats, captain ships, driving down I-25, I-70, 95, 90, whatever. They're going up. And it's going to be absolute total chaos and disaster and disease like the world has never seen before. But the rapture is coming. Are you ready? If you're not, we need to talk. We need to talk about that first. So before I get over to where is your trust when the world shakes, I want to sing the same song I sang on yesterday's radio show. This could be the dawning of that day. This should provoke you to check up and make sure you have been born again. If you haven't, by all means, call me. Don't wait till the end of the radio show. Call me, and we'll deal with that immediately. That has to be done first. So here's a song that I recorded years ago. Still sing it on weekends. This could be the dawning of that day.
A parade began at Calvary. The saints of all the ages filled its ranks. O'er the sands of time they're marching to their king's great coronation, and this could be the dawning of that day. Oh, this could be the dawning of that grand and glorious day, where the face of Jesus we behold. Dreams and hopes of all the ages are awaiting his returning, and this could be the dawning of that day. All the saints are getting restless. Oh, what glorious expectation fills each face. Dreams and hopes of all the ages are awaiting his returning, and this could be the dawning of that day. Oh, this could be the dawning of that grand and glorious day, when the face of Jesus we behold. Dreams and hopes of all the ages awaiting his returning, and this could be the dawning of that day. Oh, this could be the dawning of that day.
Well, Well, sure enough, folks, this could be the dawning of that day. You know me. If you've listened to me any length of time, you know I'm a born-again Christian. I'm ready to go. And I say this all the time. You know what? If the trumpet sounds today or my heart quits beating, I'm ready to go. Now, I'm not getting a busload together today, so don't panic yet. But I'm ready. Are you? If you've never been born again, now your experience may not be as clear as mine is when you've heard me say it before. I was a 7-year-old boy on a Sunday night in my dad's church. I went forward during the invitation, knelt at that old-fashioned altar. My dad put his arm around my shoulders and prayed with me and led me to accept Jesus Christ as my Savior. I'll never forget. We got home from church that night. My mom said, "Go with me into your bedroom." And she said, "Now kneel down there. I'm going to teach you how to pray. And you do this, son, you do it at least every morning and every night." I'm 82 years old, folks. Every morning and every night and several times during the day. I am a consummate example of Paul saying, pray without ceasing, because I pray constantly. But I spend time every morning. Usually, I get up at around 4:15 or 4:30. I do my shower and stuff. And then I spend time on my knees in prayer and with the Bible. Every night, before I go to bed, I get on my knees and spend time in prayer and with my Bible. And then, like I said, I drive a lot. My truck's got 392,000 miles on it. I drive a lot. And no, I don't kneel and close my eyes, but I pray without ceasing. And so, folks, you need to experience what I did. Now, like I said, your experience in salvation may not be as plain as mine, but there needs to be a time when you can go back and say, yeah, I accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior. And see, the thief on the cross, he didn't kneel at an altar. He's nailed to a cross. Nobody knocked on his door and kept track on Facebook of soul winning, and today I led this thief to the Lord. None of that. He said, "Lord, remember me today when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus said, "Today thou shalt be with me in paradise." He didn't get baptized. He didn't join the church. He didn't live a good life. His life's over. He didn't have any money to give. He just put his faith in Jesus Christ to save him. You can do the same thing. I can help you if you haven't done that or you just want to make sure. Let's look at where is your trust when the world shakes. And so yesterday I talked about uncertainty, but that the uncertainty in economics and politics and so on, the instability of global systems today. I talked about fear. I talked about changing systems and going to the moon and landing on the South Pole and where the sun doesn't always shines and so on, and helium-3. I talked about all of that and how it affects the economy and trillions of dollars and so on. And so yesterday, we talked about a rapidly changing world in that technology and AI and economic uncertainty and global competition and financial systems. But today, I want to ask you a far more important question. When the systems of the world shake, where is your trust? I got news for you, folks. If you don't believe we're going to go through a time here shortly worse than 08 and 09, you need to inspect your brain, because it's coming. And what's going to happen when these systems fail? If your trust's in Wall Street or the District of Criminals or these rotten politicians or money or corporate, if it's in anything or anybody except Jesus Christ, you're in trouble. And so we're going to talk about today, the world is shaking faster than ever before. And so before this segment ends, let's look at Psalm 46, 1 and 2. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Your trust needs to be in God Almighty. He is our God, is our refuge and our strength. Technology is changing faster than we can keep up with it. There's financial uncertainty at every turn. There's wars and rumors of wars. The Bible said, when you see these things come to pass, lift up your head, your redemption draweth nigh. Wars and rumors of wars. Economic instability. Political division, like we've never seen before. Fear everywhere. See, people are searching desperately for stability in an unstable world. The problem is, most people are building their peace on things that can and will shake. Here's my numbers. Give me a call this afternoon for no cost appointment. 303-710-3791. Toll free, 877-218-1972. Call me this afternoon. Stay tuned. I'll be right back. Hi, everybody. Dr. Ron Caskey jumping in here just for 60 seconds to tell you about orphan 401ks. I've been talking about that for several weeks, did a couple of webinars on it. If you have left a job and left a 401k behind, that is an orphan 401k that no one cares about, no one's contributing to, no one's matching your money, and if you leave it there long enough, the fees will destroy that orphan 401k. So we can move that into an IRA annuity. It's just a matter of paperwork, a transfer form, and get it out of there into something that'll grow for you. Call me for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office. Here's my number, 303-710-3791. Do it today. Don't put it off.
Walter J. Hopp of Hopp & Associates is a law practice limited to estate and business planning. Walter is a Colorado native with extensive experience with clients local and nationwide, and is a former partner in a large multi-state estate planning law firm. Affiliated with several professional groups to provide the most current and unique solutions for his clients, Walter is the author of articles and a book on estate planning, and a frequent speaker over the years to lawyers and groups alike. Again, on estate planning, Walter offers a unique approach for how to protect yourself and loved ones from a litigious and expensive legal system. And listen to this, your first meeting with Walter is free. That's right, free. To see if they can improve on planning that you may already have in place, call Walter and Associates PC of Longmont. Call today, 303-776-4045, or email him at walterhopp@hopplaw.org.
All right, welcome back to my third and final segment of today's Bible Views radio show. I'm Dr. Ron Caskey. Grab a pen, jot down my phone numbers two more times. One is right now. The other one's at the end of this segment in the radio show today. Call me today for a no-cost appointment starting tomorrow morning in your home or your office, and I'll bring information to you. It doesn't cost you anything. Show you how to be a good steward of God's money, capture all of the upside of the market with none of the downside risk, and get lifetime income for you and your spouse till you die or hit 120. You ready? 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Call me this afternoon for a no-cost appointment. this coming week. During that break, I pulled up an article, short, three paragraphs, that I read on yesterday's radio show, and it's so good, I wanted to read it to you today. If you want a copy of it, send me an email, rc@ronkasky.com. Or if you're not hooked up to the internet, pick up the phone and call me, and I'll mail this to you. But I love this analogy. When God wanted to create a fish, He spoke to the sea. When God wanted to create trees, He spoke to the earth. But when God wanted to create man, He turned to Himself. And then God said, "Let us make man in our image and in our likeness." So if you take a fish out of water, it will die. When you remove a tree from the soil, it will also die. Likewise, when man is disconnected from God, he dies. God is our natural environment. We were created to live in His presence. We have to be connected to Him, because it is only in Him that life exists. Let us stay connected to Almighty God. Man, that was so good. I read it yesterday. I read it today. You need a copy of it. I'll email it or mail it out to you. Now let's get back and wrap up where I ended up last segment on where is your trust when the world shakes. And there's so much chaos around us. Economic chaos, political chaos, wars and rumors of wars, hurricanes in places they've never had them before, earthquakes in diverse places, and so on down the line. We are living in the last days. Read Daniel, read Revelation, and call me, because you must be ready for the rapture. It could happen this next second. And so let's deal with that first. But we're talking about the problem. Here's where I finished last segment. The problem is most people are building their peace on things that can shake. And so jobs can shake. I read yesterday, Meta. I don't like Meta. I don't like Zuckerberg. I don't like Facebook, but it is what it is. And they're laying off over 8,000 employees so they can make room for more AI and blah, 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 whatever their excuse is. And that's 10% of all of their global employees. And so jobs can shake. Every week on my Saturday radio show, I talk about layoffs and people getting fired and these corporations cutting back because of the economy and all the excuses that they use and corporations only. I say this unreservedly. It's a blatant statement, but I believe it with all my heart. All corporations and all CEOs and all shareholders are interested in are the profits. They don't care about you. They don't care about the economy. They don't care about anything except that corporation must make profit. The shareholders are putting pressure on them. Do whatever it takes. Trim back, cut people out, do whatever it takes, but you must make a profit for your shareholders. That's all they care about. And so because of that, jobs can shake. Markets can shake. Governments can shake. Health can shake. Retirement accounts are shaking. I said yesterday, these corporations, talking about mining helium-3 on the moon, it's not available on the earth and everything that's going to bring us. And I like that idea. If Jesus tarries, we need to be the ones that capture that site on the south pole of the moon and so on. But while corporations are planning 25 and 30 years ahead, the average investor and the average worker bee out there are planning not for 25 or 30 years, and they're putting their faith in a market that will fail, instead of calling Ron Caskey and putting their money in safety. See, that doesn't make sense to me. And so God does not shake. Malachi, God said, I am the Lord. I change not. God has never changed. Man always changes. And so we're living in a shaky world. So, segment two is, what are you standing on? For a jumping off place there, let's look at Matthew chapter 7. Therefore, verse 24 to 28. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. The rain descended, floods came, the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. The analogy there is people building their house on Wall Street is building your financial future on the sand. And your life is built on the sand if it's where your faith and your hope is. Wall Street, DC, politicians, etc. He's like a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon the house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine. Well, people today are astonished when a financial guy, a preacher, gets on these radio stations all over the country and proclaims, first of all, you got to be a born-again Christian. Number one. Number two, you need to be a good steward of God's money. What? No stocks, bonds, or mutual funds? No. You need to be a good steward of God's money, and you can't do that by gambling with 100% of your money in the largest casino in the world, and that's Wall Street. So understand, the storm reveals the foundation. Calm weather hides weakness. Storms reveal the structure. Financial storms expose fear. Life storms expose foundation. So, when pressure comes, what you truly trust in will be revealed. Some people trust in Wall Street. Some people trust in the government. Some people trust in politics. Some people trust in money. I don't trust any of those people. Sam, our youngest son that works for us full-time, him and Danny, and some of you have met him, and the day I die, the next day, they'll take over my business. And don't get excited. I'm not leaving out today. But Sam was over last weekend, or last Monday, I mean, and he said, I don't believe any of those people, talking about politicians and economists and the Fed and so on. He said, I don't believe any of them. Well, I don't either. But every earthly system eventually shakes. Wall Street, the government, politics, money. There's only one foundation that has never, ever failed. And that's what we're going to finish up with today. There's only one foundation that has never failed. It's not your church. It's not your preacher. It's not your pocketbook or your bank account. Certainly not Wall Street or the District of Criminals. There's only one foundation. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 8. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Why wouldn't you put your faith in the one who never changes? It's time to wake up, folks. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, my life verses, ever since I was a little bitty kid. My dad taught me Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. And from then on, when people will say, what's your life verses? Easy. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct thy paths. John 14:27, Jesus said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Fear is sin, folks. And if your faith is in Jesus Christ, you have nothing to fear. Jesus said, if you put him first in your life, in your finances, in your home, in your business, everything that you do, he says, if you'll do that, you'll never fear. And so when you see these things begin to come to pass, lift up your head, your redemption draweth nigh. And so peace does not come from knowing what tomorrow holds. Listen, peace comes from knowing who holds tomorrow. That's it. God hasn't changed. Christ is still on the throne. God still keeps his promises. Fear is contagious. Faith is stabilizing. I've written 3 books, and in the foreword of those books, I said, does it ever dawn on you that nothing ever dawns on God? Let me say that again. Does it ever dawn on you that nothing ever dawns on God? I said this the other day to a couple of people. I say it all the time. You know, there's no coinky dinks with God, right? What do you mean? There are no coincidences. God has it all worked out. It's not up to God to fit into our plan. It's up to us to fit in God's plan. The stock market changes every day. But Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So the rock, the world is spinning faster and faster, folks. Technology, money, politics, fear, artificial intelligence, global systems. But eventually, every person must answer this question. What am I standing on? What am I standing on? When everything around us shakes, you better be standing on the rock, and that's Jesus Christ. It's not the Baptist Church. It sure isn't the Pope. It's nothing out there. Only Jesus Christ, God's Son, is the rock that you need to be standing on today. If I can help you with that, call me. Here's my numbers. 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Call me this afternoon for a no-cost appointment this coming week. I really appreciate you taking time out to listen. Give me a call. See you next week. Bye. Well, hi, everybody. Dr. Ron Caskey here. You know, people go to Las Vegas, Cripple Creek, Central City, whatever, and they say, if I pull this handle one more time, surely I'll win. People get off the airplanes all happy. They get back on the same airplane 3 days later, all sad. My point in saying that is the market will not sustain highs. It goes up and it goes down. So I'm suggesting that you don't wait until the market tanks to get your money changed over to a safety net. That's where I come in. I do everything with indexed annuities where the risk is on the life insurance company instead of on your shoulders. I do it all with indexed annuities and life insurance. So if you're interested in capturing the upside of the market with none of the downside risk, I'm the guy you want to talk to. And my time never costs you a penny, ever. All you got to do is pick up the phone, call me, get on my calendar, and I'll bring the information to you. Here's my numbers. Call me now. Don't put it off. Don't wait until the market tanks. 303 210-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Pick up the phone right now. Get on my calendar. Don't put it off. 877-218-1972. Again, my name's Dr. Ron Caskey. My time doesn't cost you a penny ever. Call me now. Thanks. Bye. Well, there you go. Bible Views Radio Show for today. Hope you enjoyed it, listening to it as much as I enjoy every week doing these one-hour radio shows. The Ron Caskey Show is here on the KLTT listening audience 1 to 2 o'clock on Saturdays, and this Bible Views Radio Show every Sunday, 2 to 3 p.m. on Sunday afternoons. And then, of course, they're archived for 1 week. They're put up on my website at www.roncaskey.com. If you have questions concerning the Bible and what the Bible has to say about any subject, actually, just understand this. I don't debate or argue the Bible. See, a lot of people say, well, God said it. I believe it. That settles it. I got news for you. God said it. That settles it. And speaking of settle it, let me just explain to you the most important thing you could call me about is your salvation. Do you know if you died today that you'd go to spend eternity with the Lord Jesus Christ? If you're not sure of that, by all means, pick up the phone today and call me, and I'll tell you what the Bible says, and it's real simple, but you do need to be born again. You need to be saved. Once we settle that matter of salvation, then we can talk about God's money and how you can protect it, preserve it, and grow it. Now, to do that, you need to get on my calendar for next week. I know it's Sunday. I don't take appointments on Sunday. I don't work this business on Sunday. But I can answer my cell phone. And so if I'm not in church or doing something else this afternoon, then pick up the phone and call me this afternoon or this evening. But one thing you do need to do is set an appointment for this coming week. Give me 30-ish minutes to bring information to you and your spouse, if there is one, at your home or McDonald's, and show you how I can help you protect, preserve, and grow God's money. Here's my toll-free number. As I said, you can use it today, and I'll call you back. Here it is, 877-218-1972. 877-218-1972. Hey, have a blessed Lord's Day. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye.